I want to welcome everybody today. It's going to be a little different for me. I'm going to be looking into cameras on the most part. Probably got a bigger crowd out there now than we had when everybody's here. I want to start off by just going into a scripture that we all know. The word says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for the good of those who love God. What an awesome, awesome scripture to stand on, knowing that Jesus has taken care of every situation, every circumstance that we've got. He knows it all. Guys on the lights, could you bring up the house just a little bit? I want to see back to the back a little bit. I know I got a cameraman I can look at back there anyway. So you cameramen, you got to smile at me. Stick your head up behind the camera occasionally and smile at me. All things work together for good. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life, what's going to take place, what is taking place. I'm always so assured when I know that God's already been there yesterday, today, and forever. He wrote the book. He knew you before the foundation of the earth. He knew what you was going to do tomorrow. He already knew this virus that we've named is just a name. The awesome thing about the word, I'm not going to go there today, but the Bible says with the song we just sang, Jesus is above every name. So if you are afraid of coronavirus, just speak Jesus over it. It's kind of a title. If you want to write a title down, is Where We Haven't Been Before. I got tickled. I was thinking about that title, and then come to me. I was always a space person. I always enjoyed watching them on television. What's the name of the show? Can't come to me right now. Star Trek. But anyway, Star Trek, that was part of their thing, where they go. But we are going right now, United States, as a whole, folks, we've never been here before. We've never had cities shut down. We've never had states shut down. They've done this, and you all know, they've done this to slow things down so the hospitals can keep up with it's a very contagious situation. But it almost feels like, I remember one time with youth, we went down to Tennessee, and we went into a cave and had lighting going in the old cave. It was just a cave, too, very dangerous, actually. And I'll never forget, we went in, and one of the things they did while we were in there is they totally shut the lights off. There is no, and then they wanted us to move around. Well, that's where America really is right now. The people are like, what do we do? When I've got lights, I know where I'm going. So we started, I'll never forget it because it's one of those times. It's like you started feeling, and you didn't move fast because the floor wasn't that stable, but you started touching people, but you didn't know where those people were at. And then they left the lights off for a while, and then all of a sudden they turned the lights on, and everybody was surprised they hadn't hardly moved. Well, don't let that happen to us, because we've got direction from God, what we're doing in life and where we're going and who we trust. And we've got to recognize that even though we haven't been there before, God has. He's taken care of us. He's got us. He's our only hope. Definition out of the Bible for hope is a positive expectation of good. It's not a question. I hope that we get through this. I know we're going to get through this. There's no doubt in my mind according to Scripture. Now, my mind gets there occasionally, what is going on. I was impressed this morning. I happened to flip the news across, and I don't know where it was in parts of the world, but the buildings were real close together, but everybody had balconies. And there was one guy sitting on a balcony with a keyboard, and then there was another guy across the way with the bongos and another guy with a guitar, and they must have passed out music, and they were all holding paper, and the entire block was singing a Spanish song together. And it was so cool recognizing they've overcome the situation. If they know they can step outside and we're built to be together. You know, I hope this virus doesn't get us where nobody hugs again. That's an important part of that. That touch is very, very important. But you know, we're not the only ones that have been here before. Now, we've never been here before. And you've got different things in your life where you've never been there before. I was just sitting down here waiting on the praise and worship team. And I recognized when I had a stroke in 2016, I had never been there before. But I recognized everybody else was going on with life. But I, as a person, what's next? What will I do? I recognize and still have problems at times. I recognize I can only maintain my thought pattern for just a while. But yet, I knew I had to trust God with it. And he made a way. There for a while, my wife would come up and stand right here, and I would speak for 4 or 5 minutes, not much more than that, and I would recognize, all right, I'm losing my train of thought where I'm going, and I would just reach over and touch Connie's hand, and she would then start speaking. And then when I feel like, okay, I'm back. But see, God made a way. We kind of enjoyed doing that. As a matter of fact, we should do it more. But we're all going to be there. We're all going to be at that place. Well, we're all there now together. So we've got to recognize. I wanted to look into scriptures, if you will, at home where you're at and wherever you're watching. Grab your Bible. And we're going to go all the way back. Exodus. No, I'm not going to be speaking all the way through. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to be speaking that long. But Exodus 14. I want to read from 13 down to 15. It says, and Moses said to the people. Let me explain first for those that don't know what's going on here. The Israelites had got to leave Egypt. Through all the plagues and everything, finally the king let them go. So they were in a mass of people. What's so awesome about that too is when they left, the people were so ready for them to leave because of the plagues, they gave them stuff to leave. So they left in good shape. But they left and they went out to, they were heading where they've never been before. And what took place here is they come to the Red Sea. And as they come to the sea, this body of water that they could not get across, Pharaoh had decided at the time to come back and get the people because he needed them for making and doing the things that they did. Well, they heard and seen them coming. And while they were coming, they come to the sea, the edge of the sea, and there was nothing they could do. Well, God always has got things covered. And that's what I want to emphasize in what we're going through now. Yes, it looks bad. Yes, you might have run out of toilet paper, which I haven't ever figured that one out yet. Yes, you may think there's not going to be goods, but there are. It's taken care of. God already knows your tomorrow. And let's just read from 13 to 15. Now, they're in this predicament. It says, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Oh, folks, listen. Don't let fear take peace away from you. You've got to stay in peace. And the only way to stay in peace is in the name of Jesus. Verse 15, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. I want to read on, then we're going to back up. Then in verse 19 it says, and the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved, went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before them and stood behind them. He put up a wall of protection to hold back the enemy while God was working and trusting. See, lots of times things happen in our life. God's going to hold the enemy back while you're getting prepared, while you're building your faith. See, everything is faith. Everything we do is faith. What we're doing right now is faith. You cannot trust in the government. It's great that we've got a government that we have. But your ultimate trust cannot be in what Mr. Trump's going to do on down the thing. Thank God we've got a man that cares. But still, we can't trust them. Our trust has to be in the Lord. It goes on, it says, so it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus, it was a cloud and darkness to the one, and it gave light and night to the other, so that no one did not come near all night. Well, why not all night? Well, let's drop down to verse 21, what took place. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night. In other words, he stood with his hand. He didn't just take the rod and go like that and back off. He had to trust God with doing what he heard God say. See, it's not like it is now. We have the Holy Spirit. We have that voice that's always telling us the right thing to do. Then God only spoke to a few people. So all of the Israelites had to trust in this man. He stood all night. And as he stood, the winds obviously was very, very strong. And it said, and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. And we all know the story. Their problem was resolved. They crossed. You've all seen the old movie. They went across, and then all of the soldiers come down inside, because he prophesied prior to this. You'll never see him again. What a picture. Them all on the other side, and then all of a sudden, the water caves in on all of those that were chasing them, and it was over. You know what's crazy about this story? You read just a little bit farther, and they weren't on the other side safe very long. And what did they start doing? Griping and grumbling and complaining. We as people have got to recognize, we've got to get to the place where God's got you in your spirit, man, and you got to know no matter what's going on, no matter how bad things are going to get. And they, let me tell you, is this maybe a preparation for what's coming? Because see, end times are coming. And God, can you imagine the confusion that's going to hit America and the world when we are raptured out instantly? And then there's no peace and there's nobody taking care of us. Could you see, we've got to be the light in this situation. We can't be the one that's carrying 17 cases of water out of Walmart. We can't be the one that's carrying all the toilet paper they got out of Walmart. We've got to be the one that goes in with peace in our life and gets, for example, just goes in and gets the normal stuff that you would get to meet your needs for the next. We know what happened with the Israelites. Every day, every night, manna would come from heaven and they were supplied totally. And then when they started griping and grumbling, they got quail, and they had quail so much they got sick. We've got to come back to that place of trusting God. But you know, in the midst of this little story, we can see four things that I want to talk about shortly this morning. They cried out to God. Now, let me go through them. They cried out to God. They put their focus on what God was doing. They were obedient to go forward. And they never quit. They just followed Christ, or they followed God. Those things they did. He told them, go forward. But the crying out, I want to emphasize this point, because it used to be a time where we were taught that you literally cried out to God. You begged God to help you. If you're on the internet and you've never been in the Bible that much, you don't beg God for anything. God's already supplied everything for you. And we come to the place of getting in the Word and knowing, all right, God, we've got this virus that's spreading. We've seen it spread all over China. We're seeing it hop all over the world. We know it's serious, but yet it's not something that's life-threatening for everybody, but we still have to go with you. You've given us authority. We can stand against it. We can bind the atmosphere and bind, our Bible says, our fight is in the spirit realm. But we can come to a place of saying, God, thank you that you protect me. Thank you that I claim Psalms 91 over me. Thank you that I, Psalms 23, I walk through the shadow of death. Thank you that I'm an overcomer. Thank you that it's going to be okay. Thank you, Lord, that you're helping my neighbor. Thank you, Lord, that it's going to be okay. See, this is crying out to God, not begging God. Oh, God, help me. I used to love it. People would start their prayer, oh, God, be with me. Read your Bible. God never leaves you. He never forsakes you. When you get this revelation that God's got this, no matter what, let's say, well, what if I get it tomorrow? You get it. But you still got God. He'll never leave you. Well, what if I die with this? Then you got to heaven quicker than we did. See, there's a positive to everything that's going on. God's got your number in all this, and he's going to, I promise you, take care of you. See, go to the promises and not the problems. You don't need 7 cases of toilet paper today. Now, if you're watching this in 20 years, this is a history lesson. For some reason, everybody went and got all the toilet paper when this hit. It doesn't even deal with that part of your body. It deals with your lungs. See how we get so caught up in fear. We get so caught up in what somebody says. We get so caught Eddie here in church told me the other day, he heard that the gas stations were going to close down. I got caught. You know what I did? I got in my car. I drove across the river. I filled up my car and I brought it home. I did that partially because I knew I was going to take my wife to the hospital in 2 days. But it's still like, I better fill up. Well, see, where was my trust? Just a small example of how we get in these times when it's not. See, I've never been here before. You've never been here before. I commented on the last time I talked on Facebook. Folks, control is an illusion. Most people in America now are freaking out because they're out of control. We don't have to be out of, we don't have to recognize, we're not in control. We could be gone tomorrow. We could be raptured tomorrow. We could be anything tomorrow. We could, in 5 minutes. See, God's got it, so there is no real control. This is the only control you got. I know this works. I know this is exactly what we need. And I know when I cry out to God, he's going to take care of me. Hebrews 4:12 tells us that the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Well, if the word does what it says, then that means that the word, as I read the word and as I quote the word, as I quote the promises, it divides my thoughts and my intents. It says that in that scripture. Then those thoughts that are wrong, they'll be removed by the thoughts that are right. And as I think on the good things and I think on those things, and if I come to the place of crying out in that area, he will always get me through. He always does. Second thing I brought up there is pull your focus in on what God is doing. Let's even back up in our life and look what God did. Look how he's took care of everybody that's listening in different situations in their life. I mean, we've all had things happen in our life that we think, my gosh, where do we go from here? When in fact, God already knew and God will direct you. God will take care of you. I always like to go back in what he's already done. I always like to go back in what he's doing right now. I always like to go back in my mind and say, now, wait a minute. I've seen things worse than this that God walked me through. What if this would have been a nerve agent that killed everybody it got to? You better be prepared because those kind of things could happen easily. And I want to be at the place where, wow, it's coming across. God's got me here. We were in the story of the Israelites. Think about what took place there. All the plagues that hit the surrounding communities, and Goshen just said, I never did like grasshoppers because they grab you. Could you imagine being where those things are so thick you couldn't get away from them? I remember one time I crossed Kansas in a car and it was at night and you couldn't see the white lines for the grasshoppers. And I had to stop and clean them off the front of my radiator. And I thought, didn't know a whole lot about the Bible at that time, but I'd always went to Sunday school and I thought, my Lord, could you imagine? I mean, just to get out and have to walk, crunch, crunch, crunch. But see, God's people was taken care of. You say, well, that don't happen now. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It goes on all the time. He's taking care of you all the time. Well, things happen to me. We're in a cursed world. This is what's going on now. But see, we haven't been there, but I don't care. That might have been a good title. We haven't been there, but I don't care. You have to get that attitude in your heart that God's got my number here, and it's going to be okay. I'm trusting in Him. I know that He's got this. I want to put my focus. See, when my focus is on Him, when my focus is on the promises, my doubt doesn't come in. My hope doesn't leave. I always have that hope. I always have that I know, man, this is tough, but it's going to be okay. When I had the stroke that I mentioned about earlier, I mean, in my mind, that was like, whoa, how am I going to come back? Is my left hand going to work like it used to work? I'm amazed it's been since 2016. I am still somewhat weak in this side. Now, maybe I haven't worked out enough, but it's like sometimes you tell your hand to do something and it just looks at you. So you have to get over those things, just like we're getting over all of this. We've got to come to the place of saying, all right, God took care of me before. God will take care of me again. What about walking in obedience? God told the Israelites, now, go forward. What's that mean? That means to trust Him. That means when you hear that still, small voice, we've got the group that's getting together to try to help people. They could have just stayed at home like the rest and recognized that, you know, I'll take care of myself. Well, see, if you're obedient and God says to go across the street and help your neighbor, you've got to go across the street and help your neighbor. If God says to give, you've got to give. If God says, you know, the doc brought up a while ago about tithing. You know, that's just the enemy's tactic to close the church down for a portion, because why would we want to allow the enemy to close the doors of the church? And it takes tithing to keep the doors open, and it takes tithing to keep the missionaries in the other fields. But that's the enemy's tactic. But what we do, we're obedient to the scripture, we're obedient to what God says, and we're obedient to following the direction that He gives us. Could you imagine what they thought as Israelites when the water opened? Yeah, that's cool. But then to have to walk down through it, especially if you look at the old movie where the water was so tall that it just, you just move out in fear, but you don't move out in fear. You move out in faith, and you trust what God's doing. And that's really what's going on now. Do you trust God? Have you brought yourself to the place in your life that you trust what He's doing? Have you been where it's going to be? Have you got to the place of being obedient? See, you may make one person out there come to the place of walking in peace when they see you walk in peace. I was so surprised. My wife's not been able to go to the grocery store now for like 5 weeks. And I said, I'd like to just take you and roll you through and see what the aisles look like and the looks on people's faces. And they're not talking to anybody. They're just frantically looking. Connie told me, she said, when you're at Walmart, pick up some beans. Certain kind of beans. And I said, well, I will if they're there. She said, well, they've always got beans. I said, Connie, you don't understand. So I went and there was no beans. And I finally kept looking at it. And there was two cans down underneath. And I needed two cans to make what we were making. And I found two cans that somebody had missed. That's all the beans. We can't follow that. We've got to recognize that God has got us. And we've got to walk to that place and understand He's got us. He's going to take care of us. See, what happens is we get in bondage to fear, where we need to get in bondage to faith. We need to know that everything that goes on, God's got. We need to understand that He's following, He's leading, He's directing us, He's guiding us. We're being obedient. See, we cry out to God, obviously. You always, God, thank you, God. I mean, I ask God for a parking lot when I go somewhere. Lord, give me a parking place in this lot. Why do you do that? Because I want Him to be involved in everything I do. But then we've got to recognize, I've got to remember that if there's not a spot like I like, and nowadays, when you go to Walmart, you're parked clear at the other end. But you got to recognize, God has got all of this for you, and wherever you end up, He's got that plan for you. But then we've got to be obedient to follow all that. But then we've got to come to that place of never, never, never quitting. We can't quit. If you quit, you lose. There is no way God can do any. See, we got a free will. You know, interesting thing about this, again, as far as nobody coming to church. Listen to me. Don't let that become your habit. So if this would happen to go 30 days, it will change a lot of people's direction, a lot of people's walk. You have to get in the Word. You have to spend time with God. You have to find that peace. The Bible tells us to pursue that peace. The Bible says to go after that peace. The Bible says that we've got to, we can't quit. I'm not going to just pull up on the couch and watch television. Come out of it. I want to try to motivate myself, pick up the Bible at home, read the Bible, read the Word, get right back on my daily reading that chapter and meditating on that chapter every day, every day, every day. That's the only way I'm going to make it through. That's the only way I have made it through in the past, is to always focus on the promise and never, 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 never quit. Follow God. Know that God will use you for His glory. Wherever you go, when you go to Walmart, when you go out to the grocery store, when you go get gas, when you do what you do, keep your 6-foot distance. That's just wise. Don't rub your nose and then give this. But put a smile on your face. I was talking to a cashier yesterday out at the grocery store, and she said, "This has been one tough week. They deal with people, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that are just desperate for an answer." Folks, we've got the answer. You by the internet, you just to come on, you know. There is an answer out there. There is a hope. And we've got to get the Word to keep on going. See, this... I'm not just hyping you up. I'm just telling you, I know without a doubt in my life what this has done for me. I know I would not be here. I know. Keith, who was in Iraq, said that when he was in Najaf fighting in a cemetery, that one time he pulled his pistol out and was going to blow his head off because of all the tension. But he said he quickly come back to the Word of God. No, this is for a reason. No, this is amazing. He was in charge of a group of men, and every time he would sense in his gut that they were going to start being fired on, he would lock and load, and everybody with him would do the same thing because they knew they'd watched habit. They'd watched habit. See, this has to be a habit, but we have to make it. And peace has got to be a habit, but you've got to make it. You've got to work towards getting through this. You've got to be the smile for the neighbor. You've got to be the joy for the clerk. You've got to be the person that's walking in. It's going to be okay. Could you imagine what if everybody that's listening right now would just go out and tell people it's going to be okay? Come against the powers of darkness. We have authority over that, the Word says. Come against that demonic force that's trying to pull us down. See, Satan is really the ruler of the world. We're passing through. But while we're passing through, he can't touch us, according to the Scripture. So our place is to fight the fight, fight the good fight, and let the enemy know we win. You can't touch us. Could you imagine back when they had all the Christians underneath the Colosseums and you was next in line to go out to fight the lion? Where was their trust? Now, did they get killed? Yes, but they didn't, because we never die. See, we just go to a different place, but we've got to live here on earth like everything's going to be okay. We've got the answer. We're okay. Can I help you? Can I get something for you? Can I just give you an encouraging word? It's going to be okay. That's really where it's at. We've got to come to the place of just stopping the doubt. Coming to the place where we know. See, when this all started in China, I mean, I can just remember saying, "Oh, Lord. So many of these people don't know you. They're just going to be gone. Let it not be. Let this not come across and get people and pull them down." But we've got to trust in Him. Put your focus on Him. Be obedient to Him. Never, never quit. Never, never quit. Never fall into that place of doubt. and insecurity. Trust in Him. Let Him, I'm going to close, let Him be your strength. Let Him walk you through what we're walking. We've never been here before. Star Trek, they're going out. They're, you know, yes, it's fantasy, but it's not really fantasy for us. We're in this, and we've never, ever been here. We've never been on lockdown, which could get a lot more than it is. We've got some freedom now, but we've got to recognize whatever goes on. Betty Craig, they thought maybe she might have got around it, so they, when she went back to the Craig Manor, she had to go to her room for the next, she's watching now, she had to go to the room for the next 14 days. She wasn't able to go anywhere except the room. Now, she's got to do something. She's got to say, God, I want to spend some time with you. God, I'm going to memorize some scripture. God, I'm just going to enjoy that I've got a TV that I can look at and thank you that I'm taken care of. Thank you. You've got to stay on the promises. I'm telling you, God's going to do some supernatural things through this time. It said in Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those who love God. So whatever's going on or however you feel, change your feelings. Start smiling. Start encouraging people. Don't spend all your time talking about the problem. You don't really even need to watch the news, folks. It's a virus, and when it's all over, you'll know it. Because somebody will call you and say, it's over! So until then, just spend time with God and what God's doing. Trust in Him. Know that He's got you, and you're going to glorify Him. Father, we thank You. Lord, we thank You that You've got, You know this whole thing. You know the comings and the goings. If Your Word says that You know every hair on every head. Well, Father, if You're that specific, and You knew us before we were even born, and you know our comings, you know our goings, and You know how this is going to come out, use us to help our neighbors. Use us to be a light in this dark place. Use us to walk through trusting in You. Father, help us to be obedient, to follow the authorities of what they're telling us to do, to the best of our ability, and trust in You in all of this, and know that when it's all said and done, You're going to take care of us. And we thank You for it, Father. Thank You, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. Call you blessed. Hope to see you Sunday morning at 9:30 again by the internet.